Puff Face Thomas, Thursday, 12th of July. Rabbi Mati Sura Lawrence, Kolben Musaf of Shabbos.
Good morning. The subject, the title of the shir is Kolben Musaf Shabbos. The entire shir is not actually about that. I just use that title because you'll see why from the content of the shir. The first inyan that I want to deal with, and it's related to this week's parsha, because of Parsha's Pinchas, we have all the korbanos of Musaf, the Tomid, we also have the Korban Musaf, all the different Yom Tovim for Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh. The Ramah in Simon Resh Pei Aleph, Marachayim, tells us an interesting halacha, which some people like to hear, which is, we are noyeg that on Shabbos we come later to shul. It doesn't mean you turn up late for shul. It means that the time for shul is, davening is set to be later than it is during the weekday. Mi b'chol. Mishum debatomid shal yemeis hachol nema baboike. Because in the tomid of the weekday, it says baboike. The lashon of the pasuk is baboike, has to be brought in the morning. Ve'etel Shabbos, in connection with Shabbos, ne'mar ubayoyim ha'Shabbos. It just says ubayoyim ha'Shabbos, you bring the korban. It doesn't say the word baboike. So seemingly from that contrast, that by choil, by weekday, it says baboike, by Shabbos it doesn't, says the Ramah, the mashma ichur. There is an implication from there of ichur. Ichur meaning delay, coming a little bit later, or at least starting later. And the source that the Ramah quotes for this is the Modchai. The Modchai is in the back of the Gemara, one of the Mishaylim. And it's printed in the Modchai, a perek called Kisvei, which is in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Oh, so we'll get to the, where does it say exactly? Right, just reading firstly the words of the Ramah in connection with the Tomid of Yemois HaChoy that says Baboike. And by Shabbos, it doesn't say Baboike, it just says Ubayoyim HaShabbos. So let's look to the Makor of the Halacha in the Modcha himself. And the Modcha says, Al ma shenogu ha'olam. The minig of the olam is, Shekol yemei ha'shavua misoirim Baboike lebeis ha'knesset. Everybody, during the weekday, gets up very early for shul. Halavai. Lehispalel, oilomoid, to daven, to learn. But by Shabbos, Yishenim Yoise B'Shachris. When it comes to Shabbos, people sleep more in the morning time. Zeu Ta'amoy Shadova. This is the reason for this. Shekol Yimei HaShavua Nema B'Tomid Shel Shachar B'Boiker B'Boiker. The regard to the Tomid Shel Shachar of every morning, it says B'Boiker B'Boiker. So you notice this double Loshen here. B'Tomid Shel Shachar De Shabbos Loi Nema B'Boiker. And in connection with the Tomid Shel Shabbos, it doesn't say Baboike, Ela B'Yoyim HaShabbos. It says the word B'Yoyim HaShabbos, but Loshen Zer Mashma Ichu Kede Mashma B'Yumo. And this Loshen is Mashma, a Loshen of Ichu, and the Gemara in Yumo is Mashma. It doesn't quote the Gemara from Yumo, it just says Kede Mashma B'Yumo. But Tam Zer Shoma Riba Rav Yehuda B'Roma Min Pi Rav Hai Gon. He heard the Riba Ben Yehuda heard this Tam from Rav Hai Gon when he was in Rome one day. So this seems to be the reason for this, says the Modcha, that the Yemois HaShavua, the regular weekday, it says Baboike, Baboike, and by Shabbos it doesn't say that at all. And as we saw, there are more paskins like this. Now the Mogen Avraham there in Resh Pei Aleph asked the Kasha. Mogen Avraham says, B'Shem Achroinim. Asked the Kasha, the name of the Achroinim. That pasuk that the Modcha quoted, B'Yoyim HaShabbos, is written in connection with what?
Musaf.
It's not written in connection with the Tomid Shel Boike. It's written in connection with Musaf. So therefore, how can you bring a raya from that pasuk that you're meant to be Ma'achet Tfilas Shachris on Shabbos? The maximum you could bring a raya is that you can be Ma'achet Delay Tfilas Musaf, which is parallel to the korban of Musaf. But how do you know from there that you're meant to be ma'acher the korban tomid, which is shachris of a Shabbos? That question is asked by the Mogen Avraham b'shem achroinim, and the question predates the Mogen Avraham. These achroinim, if you look in the Sefer Bigdei Yesha, which is the Pirushim of the Shloha HaKodesh on the Mordechai, printed at the bottom of the page of the Mordechai, he asked this question. So the Magen Avraham gives his own teretz to this question, and he says, it's quite long there, but summarizing what he says, based on a Tosfos in Brachos, in Daf Chof Ches in Brachos, that Tosfos says the Musafim were shechted with the Korban Tomid, and they were niktorim imoy, they were burned up with it. And the Machzor HaShekel there, on the Magen Avraham, explains that it's true that the word Bayoim is written in connection with Musaf. Nevertheless, since there is a mitzvah to be Ma'acher Musaf because of this word, the Kivah the Musafim, the Tomid Shashacha, Hoyu Smuchim Zelozer, they had to be Smuchim Zelozer, there wasn't allowed to be a gap in between, they had to follow on. So if the Musaf had to be later, and it wasn't allowed to be a gap in between, so there had to be, the Shachris had to be later as well. So one thing flows from the other. That's how the Magen Avraham, in short, is Mataretz. Yeah. Oh, so the question is, where does it say this Baboike Baboike? We'll get there in a minute. Now, the Magen Avraham then continues, and he says that that's not really the main reason. The main reason for being ma'acher the davening, for delaying the davening on a Shabbos morning, is because of sleeping. To allow people to sleep longer. Mishum oinek Shabbos. There's a din of oinek Shabbos, and sleeping is part of oinek Shabbos. And therefore, that is the real reason for delaying the davening on Shabbos morning. However, the Chachamim decided to asmachu akro, to find a pasuk that would be connected to it, and we could sort of be find a remez to this idea in the Torah, and that's Ubayon Shabbos, or Baboike, Baboike. That's the Asmachta of the Chachamim found. But the real reason is Chazal were being Choshesh for Oinek Shabbos. That's the Magen Avraham in the name of the Bach. What's the Nafka Minna between the two Pirushim? So he says, in a couple of short words, winter. What does he mean? In the winter, when the nights are long, and people would have gone to bed earlier, so they would have had plenty of sleep already. So there would be no inyan of letting them sleep longer in the morning because of Oinek Shabbos. And therefore, if you go that the reason is because of Oinek Shabbos, then in the winter, this doesn't apply. Masha Ein Kein, if you're learning, it's Nasmach, if you're learning, it's a Pasuk, it's a Drosha Gemura from a Pasuk, then it wouldn't make a difference between whether it's the winter or the summer. The inyan has nothing to do with Oinek Shabbos. It's just a fixed thing that tells us that you have to be ma'acher, the davening, on Shabbos morning. That is the answer of the Bach quoted in the Magen Avraham. Now, there are other mahalchim. There's an interesting question over here, which someone has raised already, which is, this Pasuk of Baboike, Baboike, where does it actually say it? If you look in these parshas over here, in these psukim over here, it doesn't actually say Baboike, Baboike by the Talmud. So, I didn't see this question asked anywhere except in the Sefer Pardes Yosef. Pardes Yosef is quite a recent Sefer. And he says, yes, it's correct, it doesn't write the words here, Baboike, Baboike, but he found the Pasuk in Yechezkel. In Yechezkel, Perek Mem Vov, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it does actually say there, it's talking about the Korbanos, and it says, V'keves ben shenosai tomim ta'ase oila layoim la'ashem. You have to bring the oila, the sheep, every day. Baboike, baboike, ta'ase oisoi. And it actually says the word, baboike, baboike. So he wants to say that that's where the Mordechai is coming from. However, if you look in the Ramah here, the Ramah doesn't actually say baboike, baboike. He misses out the baboike, baboike. It could be it's a Torah sofer in the Mordechai. It could be not. In other words, it's just coming from the word, the fact that it says Baboiker, and contrasting that like with Shabbos, where it doesn't say Baboiker.
That's very good.
Yeah, that would be better. But the way it's printed in the Malchut that we have, it says Baboiker, Baboiker. And therefore, he wanted to search and try and find a Pasuk that does actually say Baboiker, Baboiker. That's just one short inyan, benegeah to, not really to Korban Musaf, but which we learn possibly from this Pasuk. Another point which is interesting to learn from these psukim is the following question. Everyone is aware, on Rosh Chodesh, when it comes to the Matzir, we lain these psukim in this week's parsha, which refer to the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. When it comes to Yom Tov, what do? Same. Shabbos, we don't. On a regular Shabbos, the Maftir just repeats either the end of the parsha, or if it's a special Maftir, a special Shabbos, then we will say whatever the Maftir is for that. But we don't read the laning of the Maftir is not Riyoma Shabbos. Why don't we do that? Yeah, very simple question. The question is asked by the Rishonim. So Tosis in Megillah, Daf Chof Gimel, asked this question. He asked this kasha towards the end of the Tosis, and he gives three tirutzim. The first Teretz Tosis says is the fi she'ein b'parsha edu beis psukim. Yeah, which I heard some of the Olam here suggesting. This little parsha here, Ubayoyim HaShabbos, only has two psukim. The ein koirim b'toira pochois megimel psukim. And the rule is, we don't read for one parsha which is less than three psukim, and this is two psukim, and therefore we don't read it. What might you ask on that? Ve'ein lahaschil b'parsha shelamala, or yisayim b'parsha shelamato. What about starting a little bit earlier than b'yom haShabbos, or finishing a little bit later, be moisif a few psukim, and then you'll have the three psukim or more that you need? Says Tosfos, mishum deloy hava mi'inyonoi shel yom. There's nothing to do with the day. Any extra pesukim that you might add are nothing to do with the day. And therefore, they're nothing to do with the Shabbos. And therefore, since we would be laning this extra parsha for Shabbos, it wouldn't make sense to say two pesukim which are Shabbos and then other pesukim which are nothing to do with the Shabbos, so we don't do that. That's Teretz Aleph of Tosfos. Teretz Beis, the second Teretz of Tosfos, is the following. Lefi shetzorech lehaftir b'chol Shabbos me'inyonoi shel yom. What's the haftorah of every Shabbos that we lay in? It's me'inyonoi shel yom, something to do either with the parsha of the week or whatever that particular Shabbos actually is. V'i korinam b'shel Shabbos. If you were to tell me that we should lay in every Shabbos the musaf of Shabbos, imkain yehid sorech lehaftir b'desalek minei. You'd have to have a haftorah every single Shabbos that was connected to that maftir. V'hainu b'Shabbos, that would be dealing with the inin of Shabbos. V'imkain yehud kol haftoras me'inin echad. You'd end up every single Shabbos having a haftorah talking about Shabbos. Since you'd have to be laying in the maftir, which is Shabbos, u'b'yoyim haShabbos, every haftorah for the whole year would deal with Shabbos. And I don't think we have enough haftorahs, and that would defeat the whole object. So therefore, says Tosfos, you can't lay in u'b'yoyim haShabbos every week. That's the second teretz of Tosfos. The third teretz of Tosfos is the following: the fi shel ha'olam ein koirim b'sefer Torah sheni b'korbanos ela be'im ba'osam shabon lekapora. The rule is: when do we read about the korbanos of the yom? For example, Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. Those korbanos of Musaf came the kapora. If you look in the psukim, it says it was for a kapora. Masha'ein came, the Musaf of Shabbos did not come le kapora. There are some who learn that it affected a kapora, but it wasn't, the purpose of it was not for a kapora. And therefore, what is the whole idea? Says Tosfos, he carries on. What's the whole idea of laning these parshas on Rosh Chodesh and for Yom Tov? The reason is because when we say it, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu considers it ki'ilu with makriv the korban. And the Rosh there expands on this teretz, and he quotes the Gemara in the end of Megillah, which says, "Tikanti lahem seder korbanos." Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I was masakin the seder korbanos." Bisman shehein koyim bahen male ani aleihem ki'ilu hikrivum lefonai. And the day that we haven't got the korbanos to bring, Kodesh Baruch Hu considers it when we lay in about these korbanos. Kodesh Baruch Hu considers it as though we're actually bringing the korbanos themselves. Umaychel ani lahem al kol avodisayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, he forgives us for all our averus. When we read about the korbanos that we would have brought, we're able to achieve kapara for all the avoinos. B'korban Shabbos ain korban lekapeh, the kulan oilos. All the korban Shabbos was, the korban musaf on Shabbos was oilos. It wasn't lechatos, it wasn't for kapara. And therefore, the whole idea of laning these parshas on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov is to achieve kapara. And that's why we do it. Mashein kein Shabbos, it's not for that purpose, and therefore we don't do it. So those are the three tirutzim in Tosfos. Just to summarize, the kits of the three tirutzim. The first teretz is Ubayayim Shabbos is only two psukim, and he holds don't add or from the beginning or the end anything else because it's not me'inyan l'shalyo. The second teretz is you'd end up having to have a haftorah every single Shabbos me'inyonoi shel Shabbos. And the third point is that all the other korbanos we read about because reading about them gets us the kapora that we would have got from bringing them. Masha Enkein Shabbos is not for kapora. Yeah? That's the three tirutzim of Tosfos.
What do you mean that Shabbos is not for kapora Yom Tov is?
The psukim don't describe the korban there as being, it's only an oila. Bought as an oila, it's not bought as a kapora as such. And therefore, you see from there, it's not designed to achieve kapora. Oh, very good kasha. I was waiting for the kasha. The first teretz of Tosfos is a bit schwer. Tosfos says, the problem is, it's two psukim. Don't add or from before or the end, because it's not menyana mishalyoy. But we do that. When do we do that? On Rosh Chodesh. We repeat psukim. Minhogim, how you repeat the psukim. Most people are knowing one way, the Gomer's knowing a different way, but we do repeat psukim. Now that question is actually asked in by the Rishonim already on this teretz. I'll quote to you what Rishonim say. Says the also in the Modcha in the Megillah says he brings Tosfos his teretz and he says v'yesh mafarshim lefi she'ein bo gimel psukim. Some say the reason why we don't say b'yom Shabbos is because it doesn't have two psukim. It only has two psukim. It doesn't have three psukim. Fregt the Modcha. Hagos Modcha, v'teima v'yaschinu k'moy b'Rosh Chodesh to maschinim b'parshas t'midim. On Rosh Chodesh, when we lane, what do? Right, but we start with before it says Rosh Chodesh, right? With parshas t'midim. Yeah. So why don't we do a similar thing? You see, it didn't bother Chazal to add in something or to start or finish with something which is not me'inyon l'shalyon. So he doesn't answer that question. He just says that teretz of Tosfos is shver. We'll have to rely on the other two teretzim. The Rosh, the Pirush HaRosh al HaTorah, says the following thing. I read it to you. Ve'im toima, mipnei she'ein boi asorah psukim. If you'll tell me the reason that we don't lain u'bayoyim HaShabbos is because it doesn't have ten psukim, haloi b'rosh chodesh, chozrim ha-psukim dev'ormato k'dei lahashlim ha-cheshbon. Right? We do repeat psukim in order to make up the cheshbon. Now I think you have nine. Yeah, and you add your chayzer pasuk to make it up to ten, because the minimum should be ten. The very minimum is three, but we prefer to have ten. The gam kan hayolonu lasuk b'kriyas korban Shabbos the hoysef ala parsha minimalo oy minimata. Similarly to here as well, we should do the same thing. We should add more from the beginning or the end. Says the Rosh the following teretz v'yesh loymar d'yesh asmachta b'moyadois achirim b'kriyosom. There's an asmachta in the Torah which tells us that we really should be reading about the parshas on Yomim Tovim. Why? Very familiar pasuk. Dichsiv, Eila Moyadei Hashem, Mikroi Kodesh, Asher, Tikru'u Oysom B'moyadom. Tikru'u, says the Rosh. What does Tikru'u mean literally? To declare. You have to declare them as Moyadim. But even more literally than that, what does it mean? Tikru, to read. So says the Rosh, Pirush, Loshen, Kriya, Mamash. Don't just read it. You should declare the Mayadim, which we know the Beis Din has to declare when Rosh Chodesh is, which causes when the Mayadim are. Asher, Tikru, Oysam, but Mayadim, you have to lay. You have to read about them. Kriya, Satoira. Vafiru, Rosh Chodesh, Koru, Mayad. And even Rosh Chodesh is called Mayad, because you look in the parasha, it says Eidah Mayadim Hashem, and includes Rosh Chodesh there. K'muvur b'tanis choftes omud aleph. And therefore, since there's an asmachta in the Torah which tells us that we should be laning, that is the reason why we're much more inclined to do it for Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, but Shabbos we don't do it. In other words, we don't go out of our way on Shabbos to say, well, the parasha of Shabbos is two psukim. Let's add another pasuk or two psukim to make it up. We're not going to go out of our way to do that. Rosh Chodesh, we would do that. Why? Because it says in the Torah, "Shatikro isam b'mayadom," and Rosh Chodesh is called a mayad. That's why we go out of our way to add extra psukim in order to be able to learn it. Shabbos is not under this posuk, and therefore we do not go out of our way to lane it and start adding psukim or repeating psukim in order to be able to say it. There is a question in the Rishonim with regard to Rosh Chodesh that's chal on Shabbos. Yeah, Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. What should the maftir actually do? So what do we do? We lay V'yom HaShabbos and Rosh Chodesh, right? So we do put in the bit about Shabbos, which is very interesting, because on a regular Shabbos, we don't do it. So there's no mechayev on us to actually do it. But once we're doing it anyway, because of Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh itself, under normal circumstances, wouldn't be enough psukim. Yeah? So therefore, since it happens to be Shabbos, so we'll add in the psukim of Shabbos and make up the right number of psukim. Yeah? And then we won't have to do the chazorah that we do on a regular Rosh Chodesh. That is because we are going here, lefi the shitta of the tour. The Rambam, seemingly the way he brings it down, doesn't say one should do that. Rambam seems to say, you just lane the bit for Rosh Chodesh. You don't actually lane the bit of Yom HaShabbos and Rosh Chodesh. You just lane the bit for Rosh Chodesh. So the Achronim are going to explain what the nekuda of that machlokes is between the Rambam and the Tur, which is a little bit in depth, so I think we'll leave that for the moment. Those are the main points that I wanted to talk about. We'll finish a few minutes early today. Just the inyan of learning the dinner of Ichud Beis HaKnesses from the pasuk of B'yom HaShabbos B'boiker B'boiker, and the inyan of why don't we lay Korban Musaf every single Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.